This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Eric Mackey is Alabama's new superintendent of education. Before this, he was a lobbyist for state school superintendents. Mackey replaces former school superintendent Michael Sentence, who was forced out after only a year on the job. Recently, Mackey supported Governor Kay Ivey's plan to arm school administrators at schools that don't have a school resource officer. And we begin this conversation with WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart with some of the larger issues around school safety.
We're investing in better locking facilities, better cameras. We're investing in more things that will allow us to identify early if an assailant might be on campus or coming onto campus. We right now just don't have the resources to put a resource officer in each school. So the Sentry program is a plan to say if we can't put a resource officer in the school, then how do we have a highly competent professional educator, a leader, an administrator in the school who can then also be trained in a secondary duty so that under duress they would be able to perform as a deputy sheriff.
One of the issues that has been highlighted in some of the school shootings and other acts of violence around the country has been the need for some students to have evaluations for their psychological or mental state.
We have school-based mental health counselors now, and we are working with the Department of Mental Health to expand those programs as quickly as possible. And our intention is to eventually expand those school-based mental health services to every campus in the state. There is no doubt, both with the school shooter issues that we've seen in some places around the country this year, but more than that, there are other mental health issues that are affecting achievement. They're affecting the success of our students. They're affecting the relationship that our students have with their parents and with their teachers and with their school administrators and with their peers.
What do you identify as the top three challenges?
Certainly, poverty is one of those. We can't get away from the fact that we are a high-poverty state. Poverty is not indicative of intelligence, though. Poverty is indicative of opportunity. So what we see across Alabama are limited opportunities, more so in some communities than others, because children don't have the same preparation for school, they don't have the same outside experiences as their more affluent peers in other parts of the state, or maybe sometimes even in that same community. As a state school board and as a state department of education and working with all of our local partners, have to find ways to close that opportunity gap. The second one would be teachers. We have a teacher shortage in Alabama. We're already putting some things in place and working on that. Because we have a teacher shortage, we have some teachers in the classroom that are probably not up to speed, not because we're having to allow people to come in who maybe would not get a job if we didn't have a teacher shortage. Most of our teachers in the classroom are committed professionals. They're doing the best they can do. Some of them are doing an unbelievably good job. And then the third thing is we do always have to deal with funding, with making sure that we have resources in our classroom and resources across the state. Those things are interwoven, too.
You've been a lobbyist. You have been an advocate for superintendents and schools. Where is that balance now that you are the chief education administrator in the state?
I have worked in the legislature, certainly with legislators, and that's been a real benefit and will be a benefit. Now, my perspective is obviously going to be differently because last year I was working for school superintendents, and so they have certain things they want. A lot of it's about local control. There are going to be some issues where we're not on the same page. There always have been. Over 90% of the time, we're all on the same page.
That's Eric Mackey, Alabama's new superintendent of education. He spoke with WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.